Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to the last story in my series, Jesus Our Hope, where I will tell you a story of Jesus appearing after he was raised from the dead. It is one that speaks volumes to people all around the world, and one you should listen to carefully. It was evening, and all of Jesus' disciples were gathered in a room, except Thomas. With the doors bolted and the windows shut tight, they were scared for their lives because some in the Jewish community were making threats to take their lives. As they gathered, Jesus suddenly appeared among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." Jesus showed him his hands and his side so they would know it was him who had died on the cross. Once again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I now send you." After this encounter, the men searched out Thomas to share their excitement. Thomas was not impressed. He told them he did not believe them. Only when he himself put his hands in his side would he believe that Jesus is alive. 8 days later, all the disciples were gathered together in a locked and bolted room. Jesus once again appeared among them, saying, "Peace be with you." Looking at Thomas, Jesus stated clearly, "Reach here with your fingers into my hands. Reach here and put your hand into my side. And do not be unbelief, but believe." Thomas cried out, "My Lord and my God!" "Thomas, because you've seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they who do not see me, yet they believe." Now, John says that Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of the disciples that were never written down. But for those who believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, then you will have life in his name. This is our hope in Jesus. I am blessed. How about you? Do you believe? My hope is that as I've told these stories from Scripture, that you have come to an understanding that it's not about some rules God gave us to live out our life, but to introduce you to Jesus, the giver of eternal life in his kingdom. This is our hope in Jesus, the Christ. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.